In 1998, Wisconsin celebrated 150 years of being a state. And while our sesquicentennial was observed in plenty of ways, many of us will remember the commemorative license plates issued for the occasion. Those license plates featured a tranquil Wisconsin landscape with red text, and they were a favorite for many Wisconsin drivers.
But after more than 15 years, the plates are being taken off the road and phased out. While they had a good run, some drivers do seem a little reluctant to give them up.
Here to talk more about what's going on with these license plates is Mitchell Warren, the director of the Bureau of Vehicle Services and the Division of Motor Vehicles at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Mitchell, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks, Gene and Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so long for the sesquicentennial plates. Mitch, could you give us a little bit of history about the license plates themselves?
Sure. I think you've actually recounted it pretty well. Through an act of the legislature back in 96, this limited edition plate series was created to commemorate the 150th birthday of Wisconsin. And the way the legislature created the law, the plates began issuance in December of 96, and then sunsetted that issuance 2 years later in December of 98. And during that two-year period, we issued about 440,000 sets of those plates.
Wow. I mean, I remember the sesquicentennial being a pretty big deal, but 440,000 of those, that sounds like it was a pretty popular option.
Unprecedented popularity for our special plates, for sure.
Well, now I have to say I still see some of those plates around the state now and again, and some of them I can read, and then some of them are like a white plate with a blotch of color on them, and I suspect that's why they're being phased out.
Yeah, certainly time and the wear and tear of being on the road on a daily basis, and in a state like Wisconsin where we truly have four seasons, they've really started to compromise the two things that are most important to us in a license plate, and that's the reflectivity of the plate and the legibility. And it was time. A lot of these plates have been on the road since original issuance back in the late 90s, and it's time to have something more modern on the road.
And at the same time, these are license plates that may have traveled with people not just miles and miles in Wisconsin, but from car to car to car as they've upgraded. And I suspect that a lot of people have sentimental attachments to these old license plates.
Oh, absolutely. We've heard some of that, although I think there's also a pretty general acknowledgement out there that, you know, the sesquicentennial has been over for 16 years now, and you do see them on the road, and the vast majority you see are completely faded out and illegible. But there's no denying there's a strong connection with Wisconsinites and the motoring public here with these plates. They were pretty special.
So how does the DOT go about replacing license plates like these? Do you do this all at once? Is this a process that is phased in? And do we still have 440,000 of them out there, or are we somewhat less right now?
No, we have significantly less than the 440,000. At the same time we're replacing the sesquicentennial plates, we also have a few other just general issue red letter plates out there. And so we're taking the opportunity to replace those as well. And by the time we're done, which will be later this summer or early fall, we'll have replaced about 210,000 sets of those plates, so about less than half of where we were at original issuance. The way we do it, it happens at renewal. So when you receive your renewal notice in the mail, that notice will, rather than receiving the little postcard you normally receive, you'll receive a letter. It'll contain an explanation that you're going to be receiving some new license plates. And when you actually do the renewal, that's what triggers for us to actually mail you a new set of plates. So because plate renewals are done on an annual basis, this is a year-long process. We started last August. We'll wrap up this August, but we'll certainly have a few stragglers coming in. So by September, we should have the majority of the fleet updated.
And just to be clear on this, there are no exceptions, right? I mean, if I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, I don't get to keep my sesquicentennial plates?
You're right. You know, maybe if one of you guys asked, but there's no exceptions.
Now, if we really want a specialized plate, we can't get the sesquicentennial one anymore, but there are others that we can take a look at.
Oh, we have numerous options in Wisconsin. We have over 75 different special group plates that are available to our motorists. For example, if you've served in the military or a member of the military now, we've got over 56 different variants that you can display in your vehicle. We also have plates that celebrate and support the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Brewers, The Endangered Species Fund, Ducks Unlimited, and there's a number of them.
And I mean, you can find a preview of all those on your website someplace, right?
You bet. www.wisconsindot.gov. Go to the DMV section. We have all of our plates displayed there. Some of these plates also support charities, so there's additional costs that go with those, but that money goes to specific charities.
And so finally, if I'm sitting at home and I've got a set of these plates on my car, I really don't have to do anything, right? I mean, it'll come as part of the notification and I'll figure it all out at that time.
You got it. There is nothing for you to do. If you haven't received your renewal yet, you will. And there'll be instructions on there along with a reminder that comes with your certificate of registration that comes in the mail. And then another reminder with the plates themselves when they arrive at your house. So there's nothing for you to do. And when you do put the new plates on your vehicle, you can recycle the old plates if you choose to. You can hang them on your garage wall. You do not need to return them to the DOT. You can dispose of them or keep them to cherish.
All right. Terrific. Mitchell, thanks so much for being here today. Mitchell Warren is Director of the Bureau of Vehicle Services and the Division of Motor Vehicles at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.